Hey, we are running a little bit behind time. Sorry, Jerry, I always... So Dr. Jerry, you get number 8 and number 9.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission.
My name is Jerry Nelson. I'm the Deer and Elk Section Manager for the department. I've got two agenda items that I'm going to brief you on today. The first one is agenda item 8. Very nice little segue here from what we were just listening to from Cynthia and Julie. We've got deer areas, elk areas, and firearm restriction areas and closures. Those three WACs that we'll be bringing before you for proposed amendments to be adopted in the April meeting. The first one is the deer area WAC, 232-28-624. One minor change on this deer area WAC, and that's a proposed new deer area in Klickitat County, the one we're going to be calling Deer Area 5382, and that's the Simcoe mountain unit that was just mentioned. I haven't had the opportunity to get down there yet, but I'm told it's a lot of wildlife value on that particular acquisition. Give you some perspective on where it's located. It's right there where the red circle came in at the bottom center of your map there. These are all the deer areas that we have in Washington State for the upcoming 2017-18 hunting season. Zooming in a little bit, this gives you a little bit better idea of where that Simcoe Mountain Wildlife Area Wildlife Unit is and where the deer area boundary is. As we phase through those continual acquisitions, the boundary will adjust accordingly, and we're going to be proposing some limited special permit entry hunting for deer in that unit to get us started. So that'll be part of the next agenda item. And our basic direction and rationale for deer areas has always been this and consistent. They're designed to focus hunter effort on smaller scales than the GMU scale. A number of reasons to do that. Sometimes to help mitigate wildlife or agricultural damage. Other times to just focus quality, small density opportunities. The proposed deer area is, as I mentioned before, the newly acquired land in the Simcoe Mountain Unit. Previous owners before department acquired weren't allowing public access at all, other than I think possibly their employees. So to get started, we're going to be proposing some public hunting on the deer area via special permits. Going to start slow, and that was a value for all of the stakeholders that were involved with this acquisition. Public, industry, conservation district, the counties, everybody that was in NGOs, everybody that was involved with that particular new acquisition, that value of starting slow was there for them. So for the deer area WAC, are there any questions on that I can answer for you? Okay. Moving on to elk areas, this one is also fairly simple. The WAC is 232-28-337. The only changes we're proposing for the elk area WAC are the removal of 6 elk areas. Those removals are coming in Grays Harbor, Mason, Clallam, and Jefferson counties. The reason for the removals is these particular 6 elk areas were designed to focus attention on agricultural damage, to mitigate agricultural damage. They haven't been used for a number of years. Those problems don't are currently either non-existent there or they're being dealt with in other fashions. And so region has decided that, you know, there's no point in keeping these on the books anymore. So we're proposing to remove all of those elk areas that aren't needed. One clarification on this, I think there was a little bit of confusion on one or two comments that we received when we posted the rule proposals on the website. I think some folks misunderstood and thought this might be a removal of opportunity. It really isn't. The same opportunity that was there is still there. These elk areas haven't been used and haven't had hunting seasons structured around them for several years. So it's no change in opportunity. There isn't a loss of opportunity as a result of that. So any questions on the elk area WAC? All right, and then the final one on this agenda item, special closures and firearm restriction areas. This is WAC 232-28-248. Basically, just some housekeeping on this particular WAC. We're proposing some adjustments that are clarifications of road names and GMU names, simply trying to clear up boundary language that makes it easier for folks to understand where the boundaries are and where they need to be. The boundary clarifications are in firearm restriction areas that live in Clark, Cowlitz, and Grays Harbor counties. We use firearm restriction areas oftentimes in the urban-suburban interface where we're still trying to maintain hunting as a management tool, but we have to take into account public safety and effectiveness, and so there are oftentimes some restrictions involved, but still allow us to use hunting as a management tool. The proposal for this WAC is just a clarification of boundary language. It doesn't really change the boundaries at all. It's just clarification.
In order to make readjustments to game management unit boundaries, it has to be done now, or can it be done later in the year? Because we had one area down in our part of the world where the guys are suffering quite a bit of elk damage. Oh, sorry. Where the guys are having quite a bit of trouble with elk damage, and the elk have learned that once they cross the road, they're safe as in God's pocket. And there's some ag fields that go on out to the edge of the game department ground that supposedly I thought was going to get dealt with a year ago, and they've kind of fallen by the wayside. So that's why I'm asking this question to you. Do they have to be done now, or we're looking at another year before they'll be dealt with?
Well, if it's an elk area boundary need or elk area boundary creation, a new elk area?
No, it would just be expand an existing unit out a half, three quarters of a mile out to the edge of the, to the, take in the farm ground that's between the road and the canyon is what it would be.
Okay. So this would be the time to do that. And so what I would need to do is circle back with regional staff and visit with you a little bit more offline on location.
Sure.
And if there's some adjustment boundary language that we can get from regional staff that would address that problem, then we have about a week and a half for me to get that nailed down so that it's getting to you in a timely fashion for the April meeting for
adoption.
Well,
I would sure like to see that, because there again, I thought this was going to be in the works and the ball basically got dropped. And there again, reading through and listening, you haven't brought it up, so I'm assuming it did get dropped.
Yeah, we didn't receive anything in terms of an adjustment for elk area in Region 1.
Okay.
District 3, your district.
Okay, well, I would like to talk to you about it.
Okay.
Okay,
all
thank
right.
you.
Sounds good. Okay.
We do have one individual for the public input on this item.
Nat Johnson, please.
Hi.
Hi.
I think you kind of answered my questions. I live in Grace Harbor. I live out the Wichita. And
please talk into the mic.
Okay, that's an area that's going to be affected. And the information that we've received has been very vague. And you even said so on your website. You're saying that now there is opportunity there. So am I to assume, I don't know how this stuff works, but basically you don't want to have to monitor all the smaller areas. Are they going just to absorb into the bigger area and the same hunting rules will apply? Or will hunting be allowed?
Essentially, yes. And so the rules that were always there are still there.
Yeah, Jerry, come back up to the table, please.
Yeah. I'm like, sorry.
To answer your question, the hunting season rules that are in those locations aren't changing. And so the opportunity is staying the same. And so these six particular elk areas, years past, and we haven't used them in quite a while, had smaller areas and had specific hunting rules that were intended to deal with mitigating ag damage. We haven't used those six in a long time. There haven't been any specific rules associated with those six elk areas for a long time. And that rule will stay. That'll stay the same. So in terms of opportunity, it'll be the same as it has been for the last few years.
Okay, because the local paper and the radio basically says it's closure of these areas.
No,
and if you want to know anything, you have to.
Then maybe, Jerry, you could talk to our public information folks to make sure that
message
is corrected. Gets out there.
I have three sons that are all working today, so I'm Mother of the Year, and I came up this morning to answer these questions.
You can go home and hear them.
There you go. I'm going to go have a
Tell
beer.
Your sons, if you didn't come today, it wouldn't have happened. So.
There you go. I'm going to say, I helped it. I saved it.
So we'll back you up on that.
Thank you.
So you'll follow up, Jerry, with public information folks?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much.